Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Jaya Prabhupada. Jaya Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Jaya Jaya Prabhupada.
जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंसा परिभाषक आचार्य श्रुतशत श्री श्रीमद इज डिवाइन ग्रेस एसी भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी शिल प्रभुपाद की जय ग्रंथराज श्रीमद भागवतम की जय ऑल ग्लोरीज टू असेंबल डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू असेंबल डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज ऑल ग्लोरीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू गुरु एंड गौरंगा नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये नष्टे प्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवतीरुत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्टिकी ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय We are reading from Canto 8, Chapter 1, Text Number 13. Still yesterday, so anyway, we can. Okay. Shavishvakaya Purahutaisha. Shavishvakaya Purahutaisha. Satya Swayam Jyotir Ajapurana Dhatte Asya Janmadi Ajyamata Shaktya तम विद्या युदस्य निर्थास्ते सा विश्वाकया पुरुहूता ईशा सत्या स्वयं ज्योतिरजा पुराणः दत्तेऽस्य जन्मादि अजायत्मा शक्त्या तां विद्यायुधस्य निरीहास्ते सा विश्वाकया पुरुहूता ईशा सत्यं स्वयं ज्योतिरजः पूर्णा पुराणः दत्तेऽस्य जन्मादि अजायत्मा शक्त्या तां विद्यायुधस्य निरीहास्ते सा विश्वाकाय पुरुहूतायिषा सत्यं स्वयं ज्योतिरजा पुराणः दत्तेऽस्य जन्मादि अजायत्मा शक्त्या तां विद्यायुधस्य निरीहास्ते सा विश्वकाय पुरुहिता ईशा सत्या स्वयं ज्योतिरजा पुराणः दत्तेऽस्य जन्मादि अजायत्मा शक्त्या तं विद्यायुधस्य निरीहास्ते स विश्वकाय पुरुहूता ईशा सत्या स्वयं ज्योतिरजा पुराणः दत्तेऽस्य जन्मादि अजात्मा शक्त्या तां विद्यायुधस्य निरीहास्ते सः द सुप्रीम पर्सनालिटी ऑफ गॉडहेड विश्वकाय द टोटल फॉर्म ऑफ द यूनिवर्स द होल यूनिवर्स इज द एक्सटर्नल बॉडी ऑफ द सुप्रीम पर्सनालिटी ऑफ गॉडहेड पुरुहूतः नोन बाय सो मेनी नेम्स ईशा द सुप्रीम कंट्रोलर विद फुल पावर सत्यः द अल्टीमेट ट्रूथ स्वयं पर्सनली ज्योतिः सेल्फ इफुलजेंट अजः Unborn, beginningless, Puranah, the oldest, Dhate, he performs, Asya, of this universe, Janma Adi, the creation, maintenance and annihilation. Ajaya, by his external energy, Atma Shaktya, by his personal potency, Tam, that external material energy, Vidyaya, by his spiritual potency, Udasya, giving up, Nirihaha, without any desire or activity, Aste, He is existing, untouched by the material energy. Translations and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki. The entire cosmic manifestation is the body of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the Absolute Truth, who has millions of names and unlimited potencies. He is self-effulgent, unborn, and changeless. He is the beginning of everything, but He has no beginning. Because He has created this cosmic manifestation by His external energy, the universe appears to be created, maintained, and annihilated by Him. Nonetheless, He remains inactive in His spiritual energy and is untouched by the activities of the material energy. Purport. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says in His Shikshashtaka, Nam Nam Akari Bahuddha Nija Sarva Shakti. The Supreme Personality of Godhead has many names, which are all non-different from the Supreme Person. This is spiritual existence. By chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, consisting of names of the Supreme Lord, we find that the name has all the potencies of the person. The Lord's activities are many, and according to His activities, He has many names. He appeared as the son of Mother Yashoda and also as son of Mother Devaki, and therefore He is named Devaki Nandan and Yashoda Nandan. Parasya Shaktir Vividheva Shruyate. The Lord has a multitude of energies, and therefore He acts in multifarious ways. Yet He has a particular name. The Shastras recommend which names we should chant, such as Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. It is not that we have to search for some name or manufacture one. Rather, we must follow the saintly persons and the Shastras in chanting His holy name. Although the material and spiritual energies both belong to the Lord, He is impossible to understand as long as we are in the material energy. And when we come to the spiritual energy, He is very easy to know. As stated in Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Chapter 7, Text Number 23, Mayam Vyudasha Chikchaktya Kaivale Stitha Atmani. Although the external energy belongs to the Lord, when one is in the external energy, Mama Maya Durateya, He is very difficult to understand. However, when one comes to the spiritual energy, one can understand Him. Therefore, in Bhagavad Gita, Chapter 18, Text Number 55, it is said, Bhattayam Mam Abhijanti Yavan Yas Chashmi Tatvaha. One who wants to understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead in reality must take to the platform of Bhakti or Krishna Consciousness. This bhakti consists of various activities, shravanam, kirtanam, vishnu, smaranam, padasevanam, achanam, vandanam, dasyam, sakhyam, atmanivedanam. And to understand the Lord, one must take to this path of devotional service. Even though the people of the world has forgotten God and may say that the God is dead, this is not a fact. One can understand God when one takes to the Krishna Consciousness movement, and thus one can be happy. Om Agyan Timranthasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sapitam Yena Bhutile Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swa Padantikam Vancha Kalpataru Bhasha Kirpa Sindhu Bhaya Ivacha Patita Nam Pavane Bhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advait Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaur Bhakti Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram 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 Hare 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 Krishna. So we are continuing from our discussion of yesterday, where we discussed about the inconceivable aspect of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In this particular verse, we will discuss about different multiple millions of names of Lord Krishna. We'll talk a little bit about chanting the holy name of the Lord and about happiness. We are all looking for happiness, and interestingly, the recipe for happiness is available in our scriptures. So we don't have to go far, we just have to see what our acharyas say, what Lord Krishna says, and we can be happy. So here it says that Krishna has many names. So whatever Krishna does in this universe or everywhere in this cosmic manifestation is related to his relationships. So whenever there is a relationship, there is some kind of a rasa. And based on the rasa, there is a particular kind of activity in which Krishna engages with his devotees or with his associates. And accordingly, based on his relationship and based on the activity, a name is given to him, which is appropriate for that particular relationship or particular activity. So here we are talking about two such names. Krishna was born as son of Mother Yashoda, or he was son of Mother Yashoda, so he is known as Yashoda Nandan. Then the biological mother in our pastime is Devaki, so he is also known as Devaki Nandan. And that way there are several other names which I am sure all of you know, some of them. So let us see, maybe you can share, you know, one name and explain why Krishna is called by that name. We say there are millions of names, so you should know more than one. Yes, Prabhu. Okay. Yeah. Goddess of fortune. Yes. Yeah, he called demon Madhu. So like that. Yeah. So like that, there are so many other names as well. You know, we have Giridhari because he lifted on his finger Giri Govardhan. So because of that, he is called Giridhari. He is called Bansi Dhari because he is carrying a flute. Bansi is flute. So because of that, he is called Bansi Dhari. Then he is called Radhika Raman because he gives pleasure to Radhika, Radharani. So because of that, he is also known as Radhika Raman. Then Keshav. So many names are there which we hear, and if we, and all of them have a meaning, all of them exhibit a particular relationship, a particular character, and a particular activity. So based on that, Lord has several names. If we, when you read Bhagavad Gita, and Krishna and Arjuna are having discussion, Arjun addresses Krishna in different places by different names, and they are very relevant in that particular situation. So for example, somewhere he refers to him as Madhusudan, somewhere he refers to him Keshav, so like that. So just that indicates when he is referring to him as Keshav or Madhusudan, he is saying that like you killed the demon Madhu, you kill the ignorance which exists in my heart. So that way he is addressing Krishna by different names which are representing a particular situation. So that way, so here Srila Prabhupada says, and actually even in the translation it says, that he is known by his millions of names and unlimited potencies. So that is how Krishna gets all these names. In India, there are, I at least know several people who chant in the morning every day Shastra Namas of Krishna. There are 1,000 names, and every day in the morning, as part of their sadhana, they chant all those 1,000 names. They remember them by heart and they chant it like that. So when we are talking about chanting, Yesterday also we discussed about chanting, and an important question comes: when Krishna has so many names, by what name should we remember him? What name we should chant? So one can say, oh, I like the name Vishnu, or I like the name Madhusudan, or I like the name Madhav, so I would like to chant Hare Madhav, Hare Madhav, Madhav Madhav, Hare Hare. One can say that, isn't it? Because it is, after all, the name of Krishna. So, but Srila Prabhupada says here very clearly that we should, the names have been provided to us by our, you know, saintly persons, by our acharyas. As a matter of fact, in our disciplic succession, this mantra has been given to us by Lord Chaitanya, Krishna himself. So we do not have to look elsewhere and, you know, manufacture some other mantras or manufacture something else and chant it. Somebody once was speaking here in our temple, and you know, this particular topic came up for discussion, and he gave a very you know, interesting explanation that why one should chant only Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, and not any other name. So he said, we have a dollar bill and we have cents. So Krishna, the name Krishna, is like a dollar bill. So if you chant even one, it is like a dollar bill. If you are chanting by other names, it may be you have to chant them many more times to get the same effect. So we are better off by chanting Hare Krishna. So imagine if we have to chant, say, 100 times more, then how much time it will take us to finish our rounds. So yesterday you asked the question that about chanting, you know, how we can chant sincerely and so on. So when I was reading about this particular text, I was listening to some classes, and His Holiness Radhanath, actually Prabhupada says, and everybody says when we attend these japa sessions, that one should chant like crying for mother, when, like a child crying for his or her mother. So when we are chanting with that intensity, our prayers are going to reach Krishna. So, and that way we can continue to chant. I said it yesterday, and again, I'm just going to repeat that, what do we achieve by chanting? This is the question which one may ask. And the answer is that by chanting, we desire to chant more. If our chanting is improving, if our chanting is sincere, we would like to chant more. And we would like to chant more with greater intensity. Srila Prabhupada was asked this question by one of his disciples, that Prabhupada, how do I know that I am chanting with taste? I am chanting, I have taste for chanting. So Prabhupada said, if you have taste for chanting, you will not stop at 16 rounds. You would like to chant 16,000 rounds. And this is also a test for us. You know, we in this world and in today's environment are trained to measure whatever we do. You know, how is my performance? If we are, if he's making some nice cakes and pastries, he would like to get a feedback from us, you know, that it was nice, it was very tasty or not. If somebody, if you are doing something, if you are dressing the deities, you would like to get some information and feedback from other devotees, that how are the deities looking today, is the dressing okay. We would like to know, you know, how our performance is. This is quite natural. So when we bring that same question to chanting, how is my chanting? Now, the best answer will come from you. Others may be also able to give you some indication, depending on how often you doze off while chanting. But real answer, you know yourself, or you have to, that lies within your own self. So when Prabhupada says that if chanting 16 rounds is a burden for you, then you know what is the quality of your chanting. If you enjoy, if you get happiness by chanting your rounds and you want to chant more, that is an indication that you have a taste for chanting. So since we like to know how we are doing, that is a kind of yardstick which we can use to find out how our chanting is going. Any thoughts on this? Any comments? We can move further otherwise. Okay, we'll come to that then later on. So here in the translations we read that because he has created this cosmic manifestation by his external energy, the universe appears to be created, maintained and annihilated by him. So in Bhagavad Gita, actually Bhagavad Gita talks a lot about this particular subject, and I will refer to only one particular text in which Krishna is, when instructing Arjun, he talks on the same subject. So Krishna says that this material nature, which is one of my energies, is working under my direction, O son of Kunti, producing all moving and non-moving beings. Under its rule, this manifestation is created and annihilated again and again. And I can go actually one text earlier also, text number 9. He says, O Dhananjaya, all this work cannot bind me. I am ever detached from all these material activities, seated as though neutral. So when we read the purport, Bhaktivedanta purport, Srila Prabhupada says that he is always involved in his eternal blissful spiritual activities, but he has nothing to do with these material activities. Material activities are being carried on by his different potencies. The Lord is always neutral in the material activities of the created world. This neutrality is mentioned here with the word Udasina Vat, that is how it is referred in Sanskrit. Then Prabhupada gives also an example of a high court judge. You might have also heard that he says a high court judge is giving lot of judgments. He is people who have committed different kind of crimes, they are in his court and he is sentencing them in different ways. Some are being put into prison for 5 years, some are being sentenced to death and so on. But Prabhupada says here that he is still neutral because he has nothing personal involved in this. So that is a kind of representation we can understand when we are talking about this particular aspect of material creations. So Krishna has different officers and he has delegated tasks to them to carry out. So he himself is away and he himself is not involved in those material activities. Then yesterday we discussed and today also Prabhupada is saying that how we can understand Krishna by moving on to spiritual platform. And then how could one do that? That is the next question, because we would all like to know more about Krishna, we would all like to understand Krishna. Then what can one do? So yesterday also we discussed, as a matter of fact, suggestion came from one of you about engaging ourselves in the devotional service, engaging ourselves in the service and at the lotus feet of the Supreme Lord. So again, as I was talking about chanting, as the quality and the sincerity of the service improves, becomes better, there are more services available. There are more services come your way, whether you want them or not. So, I was listening to His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj, and he says that number of times a devotee is given a service and he really performs it very well, but he is also somewhere in his heart, he has a desire that when will this service be over, when will I get something else to do. And he says, please don't live under that mistake, don't make that mistake, because he says, as you are progressing in your devotional life, more and more difficult services are going to come to you. That is also an indication of a devotee making progress in his devotional life, in his bhakti. So, same with chanting. Like in the beginning, initially when one starts chanting, it is nice because one is chanting, one wants to chant, and gradually as one progresses, sometimes it becomes very, very mechanical. We are just wanting to finish our 16 rounds, and actually when it is 15th round, we start already, you know, preparing for our next task, that after 16th round, this is what I am going to do. So as soon as the 16th round, you know, the last round is there, we just put the beads on one place and get on with something else. But if we have really developed taste for chanting, we would like to look for opportunities, we would like to look for options where we can chant more and more. And same way, we would like to involve ourselves more and more in devotional activities, in devotional service unto the Lord. Because that is the only way, Prabhupada says, that we have some chance to understand Him. If we continue to stay and remain entangled in our material life, in our material activities, it is just not possible to understand Krishna. So that is Srila Prabhupada is saying here very emphatically in his purport. He says, he is impossible to understand as long as we are in the material energy. And however, when one comes to the spiritual energy, one can understand him. So our aim should be to gradually move from, you know, the spiritual entanglements, from material entanglements to spiritual platform. And in the end, Srila Prabhupada says, one can understand God when one takes to the Krishna consciousness movement, and thus one can be happy. So this is a very, very important sentence as far as I am concerned, because we are all looking for happiness. You ask anybody on the street, you ask anybody who is coming to our temple, anybody we meet, you know, and if we ask it, what would you like to have? And they may straight away may not come with the word happiness, but they may have certain other desires. And when you ask them, why do you need that? Why do you want them? And eventually it will come that particular possession will bring me happiness. So Srila Prabhupada says here that all those all the happiness which comes to us by these possessions are all temporary. They will be, if you acquire a new cell phone, you are very happy, but tomorrow, next day, the new model comes. Okay, today you got iPhone 6S, so you are very happy. Oh, you know, I have the latest phone. And 1 week later, you know, there is a news that iPhone 7 is coming. And then you are depressed that, oh my God, I just bought a phone and now a new phone is there. So same way with our other possessions. I want to possess a house, and I buy one house. And then I'm happy, very happy that, okay, eventually I have a house. And then later on I find that all my friends have a bigger house than me. Then I'm unhappy again that, oh, everybody else is doing better than me. So this is the human nature, especially when we are living on the material platform We get very easily depressed and unhappy, even with the progress of others. I may have what I need, what is enough for me to maintain myself, but still, because people around me are doing better than me, then that makes me unhappy. But for a person in Krishna consciousness, it is not true. This is a kind of a fundamental characteristic of a devotee. He is happy in the happiness of others. And when others are in distress, he is also in pain. And he makes it a point to see how he can help, how he can assist those who are in distress. So that is the nature of a devotee. And if we develop that nature, we are going to be happy ourselves. The happiness one gets by giving happiness to others is really amazing. And the happiness which we get by serving Krishna is the permanent happiness that is going to stay with us always, not only in this lifetime, in our subsequent lifetimes also. The happiness which we gather by serving at the lotus feet of the Lord is going to be with us always. So that's the recipe Srila Prabhupada gives. Let me see if I have anything else to share. Okay, I think I would like to end here and invite comments, corrections, suggestions, additions.
I don't know how to develop to this. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
My question is, sometimes we have a certain, everyone has a certain degree of material opulence in our possession, though it's Krishna's. We have some control over that. How to be clear about how to use it in Krishna's service? Because sometimes we, like for me personally, just a very specific example, is I will avoid spending money on something, though I think I may need it, though I can make do with what I have or something. Whereas other times, something will seem very, I very much need this, and so I'll get it. And then it turns out, I didn't really need it so much. And
so one way of looking at this situation is that whether it is buying something, acquiring more possessions, any other activity which you want to do, so we should ask a question that, is it going to help me grow in Krishna consciousness? So that is a very important consideration we should have. I can give you not exactly maybe the point which you are raising, but by another illustration. So number of times people who are working in the material world, and they have a particular position in their office, and he is approached by his CEO and says that, okay, from next week you will be you are getting a raise, you are going to be the branch manager of this particular organization, so that means more responsibilities and so on. Now, ordinarily, a person will be very happy to hear that news, correct? I'm getting raised, that means more money, I can buy this, I can do that, so many things will come with that job. But a devotee will think that, is this going to help me in my Krishna consciousness or not? Now, there are several examples in our movement where people were given higher responsibilities in their material functions, material jobs, and they did not take it. The reason being that they felt, and it was very clear to them, That is, they take those jobs or take those opportunities, their Krishna consciousness, you know, their sadhana or the time available for services is going to get tremendously reduced. So they decided to stay in their, you know, existing function rather than moving up on the ladder. So same way, if you want to buy, you have a house. I mean, you are all living here in the temple, you have a very big house. So that's not the right example, but I can talk about myself. I am living in a house, and that house is sufficient for me to live comfortably with my family. But now, should I buy a bigger house or no? And I'm now talking about a example, I mean, real life example I have. There were certain devotees practicing well, trying to chant, and you know, sometimes chanting 16 rounds on stretch for several months, then maybe a little bit low, then again struggling and coming up like that. And about a year ago, he moved into a much bigger house, almost twice the size of the previous house. The size of the family is the same, but the house is more than double of the previous house. And I had the opportunity of talking with the devotee recently. So, and I asked this question, that how is your chanting going, how is your sadhana going, and he shared that, you know, the new house takes a lot of time. So, so this is an indication, you know, I mean, this is a thing which one has to think beforehand. Now, how can we use that in Krishna's service? That could be another thing. Now, if we are taking these, you know, steps, if we are going for bigger and more and larger things, just for our own personal gratification, it is going to certainly have an impact on our, you know, sadhana, on our bhakti. But if we are going to use that for Krishna service, it is going to be helpful. Now, example could be, the same house, if it is being used to invite devotees to come and stay there, it could be used to, you know, do programs, because the previous house was smaller and it couldn't accommodate devotees, and so on. So that could be one indication. Now he's very good with, you know, confectionery. He makes very nice cake and pastries. I don't know, you are new here, so you don't know. So you, yeah, so wait till Sunday. So now he can do that for his personal, you know, satisfaction of his own taste buds. But he is not doing that. He is making it for Krishna. On every, you know, appearance day of the Lord, like Janmashtami or Gaur Purnima, Nityanand Triyochi, and so on, he makes a cake for the Lord, and that is distributed to, offered to the Lord, and then distributed to all the devotees. So that is using his skills in Krishna service. That is the way. You may be a very great singer. Now, there are people who are singing in, you know, cinemas and movies and places like that, and rock stars and all that. They are big, they are making a lot of money. But there are people who refuse to, you know, who refuse such assignments. They said, we will, instead of singing in an orchestra or somewhere, I would like to sing for Krishna. I would like to sing Krishna's glories. So that way the skill that person had is being used in Krishna's service. We have these nice paintings here in our temple room. So obviously the person who painted them is gifted. That person has some, you know, wonderful skill, and that's how that person has been able to paint such paintings. So that person could do painting of other kind also, but he or she decided to make Krishna's paintings, which are so beautiful, people will see them and they will remember Krishna. So by engaging ourselves in such activities, by engaging the skills which we have, by engaging the resources which we have in Krishna, this is the way we can use them in Krishna's service. So does that answer to some extent? Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Prabhu.
Thank you. Thank you. Joy Prabhu, any comments? Okay, so we'll leave here. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai.